I invite you to open your Bibles this morning to Joshua chapter 22. Joshua chapter 22, Brother David read for us verses 1 through 8. We're going to spend our time this morning opening up, unpacking this great passage. You know, as children in school, we wanted an answer key, something to help us with tests. When we're looking at a map and trying to discover where it is that we're wanting to go or how it is that we need to get there, we would like to have a map key. If you're a computer geek or nerd, either one, you know about hotkeys. They're the keys on the keyboard that are used for quick navigation or execution of specific commands that oftentimes you repeat, and it's a lot easier to press one than three. A doctor may try to diagnose a disease or a condition using a symptom key. Why do we want all these keys? We want keys that will help us achieve success. And when learning about new things, we often look for tips, tricks, and hacks to help us. Authors know this, and so they will sell a library's worth of books every year about keys to success in every area you can think of, areas of life and work, home and family. But the greatest book of keys to success is the book you hold in your hand this morning. The Bible is full of life instructions that are practical not only for the situation in which they are found, but also for life in general. After the promised land was divided out amongst the tribes, Joshua praised the 2.5 tribes, the 2 tribes of Reuben and Gad and the half tribe of Manasseh, for their obedience to God in helping their fellow Israelites on the western side of the Jordan conquer the land of Canaan. And he encouraged them to continue that same faithful obedience upon returning to the land east of the Jordan River. He gave them a challenge, which David read for us. I'd like to look at it again in Joshua chapter 22. We'll focus in on verses 4 and 5. And now the Lord your God has given you rest to your brothers as he spoke to them. Therefore, turn now and go to your tents, to the land of your possession, which Moses the servant of the Lord gave you beyond the Jordan. Only be very careful to observe the commandment and the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, to love the Lord your God and walk in all his ways and keep his commandments and hold fast to him and serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. The commandment is given there in verse 5, the commandment that Moses gave to the Israelites first and now Joshua is giving to them. The law would refer to the law of Moses, including the Ten Commandments, but several other ordinances as well. But in this great passage, God gives the key for spiritual success. He says there in verse 5, be very careful to observe the commandment and the law. Only be very careful translates a Hebrew expression which emphasizes the absolute urgency of obedience. Keep, watch over, guard yourself to carry out or perform the commandment and the law. Observe or heed, depending on the translation, directs us to obedience. Obedience is doing the right thing at the right time with the right attitude. And the timing in which we should keep this expression is expressed for us in Psalm 119 in verse number 60 when the psalmist said, I hastened and did not delay to keep your commandments. The way to prevent delayed obedience, partial obedience, or disobedience is to emphasize the absolute urgency of obedience. Be very careful. Joshua told the men, keep everything Moses commanded to you. The commandment refers to the single act instructions. When God says, go do this, go do it. When God tells you to enter the land, go enter the land. What happens when you don't enter the land? You're forced to wander in the wilderness for 40 years. When God says, go and take the city of Jericho and take it by this means, walk around the wall one time each day for 6 days, and on the seventh day, march around the wall 7 times, and then blow the trumpets and shout, and the Lord will cause the collapse of the walls. What does God expect of us? The Israelites were learning what God meant when God said. And as a result, the commandment referring to a single act instructions had caused the Israelites to arrive at this place at this time. But the law, referring to that moral precepts that govern a broader ongoing instructions for life, was also being obeyed. They still had to follow the law of Moses. And as a result of following the laws of Moses and the individual single act instructions God was giving them, they would be given success. Moses, identified as the servant of the Lord, told the Israelites that observing or keeping the immediate commands and the long-term law comes from the heart. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29, but from there, from captivity, you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find Him if you search for Him with all your heart and all your soul. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 5 and 6, Moses said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. These words which I am commanding you today, you shall be on your heart. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. He said, now Israel, what does the Lord require from you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all His ways and love Him, and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the Lord's commandments and His statutes, which I am commanding you today for your good. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 13 through 16. Moses again says, it shall come about, if you listen obediently to my commandments, which I am commanding you today, to love the Lord your God and to serve Him with all your heart and with all your soul, that He will give the rain for your land in its season, the early and late rain, that you may gather in your grains and your new wine and your oil. He will give grass in your fields for your cattle, and you will eat and be satisfied. Be aware that your hearts are not deceived, and that you do not turn away and serve other gods and worship them. Complete wholehearted love without any reservations comes from a heart devoted and committed to God. Love is the beginning of our choice of conduct. We choose to obey those we love. We involve emotion and intellect and will for the things that we love. Little children soak up what they see and hear because it more directly matches what is in our hearts than what we sometimes tell. As a result of them soaking it up like sponges, they remind us of followers. Followers of God soak up the conduct of their leaders just like those little children. Moses, in fact, lived his love for God from the heart, and Joshua had been soaking it up like a sponge. Just as Moses had charged or demanded Joshua, he was now wringing out that sponge full of knowledge of God and love for Him upon the people he was leading. Loving God is equated with keeping God's word and doing God's will. And Moses gave a great example for Joshua. And now Joshua was taking up the task. In this, Joshua was leading the way, and so the Israelites followed him. But the people had a great example to follow because Joshua walked in all the ways of God. Walk refers to behavior or the conduct of living. The great deal of attention and effort is required to walk in all God's ways. Therefore, Joshua is directing the people to live as God requires. Obey the commandments, the statutes, and the ordinances as given through Moses. And now Joshua is repeating them and requiring the same of the people. What Moses and Joshua and God as well recognizes is that life is a journey. Following the pathway God has laid out ensures a godly lifestyle that avoids drifting either to the right or to the left. Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 32. Keeping the commandments of God involves keeping His word and doing His will. Commandments are all the terms of God's covenant, all of the terms of His agreement to be your God and for you to be a person that belongs to Him. Keeping them, keeping the commandments, is the responsibility then of those who agree to the covenant and enter into it. When those parties come together, parties enter a bilateral covenant expression. Their mutual commitment is pledged by their loyalty, an unfailing kind of love and kindness or goodness. Keeping God's commandments shows the loyalty and the unfailing love of the people following God continues on their part. Like a friend that we simply cannot spend enough time with, the more we do with God and the more we do for Him, the more we will love God. The more we will conduct our lives in His pathway and remain loyal to Him, and thus we long to be closer to Him. The more time we get with Him, the more time we want with Him. And so we cleave to, we hold fast to God. This phrase depicts being rooted and grounded in Him. The verb means to maintain a close relationship with someone, to stay close to them. We are to be united with God just as a branch is to its roots, a husband is to his wife, and we are to be faithful. Holding fast to God expresses covenant faithfulness to Him in all these instructions which we are given. Serving God is the best proof of our love. Serving the Lord with unreserved and unqualified devotion was a mark that set Israel as God's peculiar people who had been made His servant nation in achieving His redemptive purposes. Genuine love produces that diligent service, punctual obedience, faithful attachment, and devotion of the heart and soul. With all your heart and soul refers to the whole person. In the Hebrew language, the noun heart generally refers to activities of the mind, while the term soul translates a Hebrew noun referring to the part of the person that thinks and feels, who wills and desires. Thus, anyone seeking spiritual success should serve God in all they think and all they feel. Be sure to remember what Moses and Joshua commanded when they said, "Love the Lord your God and obey all His commandments. Serve Him faithfully in all you think and feel." Because being loyal to God is God's key to spiritual success. God urged Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, verses 7 and 8, "Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart or be removed from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. Now in Joshua chapter 22, Joshua has not only learned this lesson, but he is living this instruction. And so now he urged the people himself to do what he was doing. And in this short, passionate charge, he called for obedience, love, fellowship, and service. Spiritual commitment to these disciplines not only trained the Israelites to obey, and now that 2.5 tribes would be separated from the rest, they might drift away from worshiping the Lord and begin to embrace idolatry. But just like an anxious parent who sees a son or daughter leave home for a place where the young person would be separated from spiritual influences, Joshua delivered his earnest charge to the departing warriors. Keep exhibiting the faithful obedience which you have done with your brothers on the west side of the Jordan. If the Israelites would follow these 6 imperatives, which we have studied this morning, they would be well-pleasing to God, and they would be spiritually successful. Joshua's good influence lived on after his death. In Joshua chapter 24, verse number 31, the Bible says that Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders who served or survived or lived past Joshua, and had known all the deeds of the Lord which he had done for Israel. They followed Joshua's lead. They learned how to live before God by the example that was before them. Joshua was very careful to keep the authoritative directions and instructions that were given to him. He loved God. He walked in God's ways. He obeyed God's commands. He held fast to God, and he served God with all of his thinking and all of his feeling, with all of his heart and all of his soul. The people who would go on after Joshua's departure continued to follow that legacy of faith. But eventually, Israel would fail. Israel's later failure to heed the warnings given by God through Moses and through Joshua led to their downfall. God desires to save you from sin. So heed this warning. Acts chapter 17, verses 30 and 31. God is now declaring to men that all people everywhere should repent, because he has fixed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness through a man he has appointed, having furnished proof to all men by raising him from the dead. The resurrection that the world celebrated last Sunday is proof that judgment is coming. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 8 instruct, "For after all, it is only just for God to repay with affliction those who afflict you, and to give relief to you who are afflicted, and to us as well, when the Lord Jesus will be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, dealing out retribution to those who do not know God and those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus." Do you know God? Maybe that's too difficult of a question to answer. Another question is asked: are you obeying God? Folks who know God obey God. those who fail to obey God really do not know God. But he will deal out retribution on both those who do not know him and those who do not obey him. Are you obeying God? And if you are, have you obeyed the gospel of our Lord Jesus? The Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 5, "Now I make known to you, brethren, the gospel which I preached to you. For I delivered to you of first importance that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures." If we go to another book of Paul's, Romans chapter 6, verse 3 and following, we find these words, "Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ have been baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life." Do you see that the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus is modeled and followed after in our own death, burial, and resurrection of baptism? You see, God wants us to be found successful at the judgment. So he gives us the key to spiritual success. God has given us the symptom key to show that all have sinned, the hot key to quickly navigate to forgiveness, the map key to lead us heavenward, and the answer key to tell us that Jesus is the way, the one and only way. This morning, if you need assistance in becoming a disciple of Christ, a student follower of Jesus, or if you need assistance in your life's journey in following Jesus faithfully, the invitation is for that purpose, for your needs to be made known, and for the church to rally around you to assist as best we can, and to always petition our Father for the keys to success. This morning, if you're subject to the Lord's invitation, we invite you to come as we stand and as we sing.